Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One stat I read about the Eagles-Niners game, which is in the 4:30 window on Sunday afternoon, is that when a Kyle Shanahan offense has faced a Vic Fangio-led defense, the results are very one-sided, incredibly one-sided. In the last four games where a Kyle Shanahan offense has faced a Vic Fangio defense, the total points read like this: 11, ooh, 6, 15, and 9.
Mm.
So that's not good.
For Kyle Shanahan, it's not
for
good.
For Kyle, well, for us, because I don't think any of us are sitting here rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, no, it's not good for Kyle Shanahan.
We are rooting for the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. You guys are. I forgot.
We need them to keep Nick Sirianni.
That's right.
And the closer he gets to another championship, the more likely they are to keep him.
I did forget that you guys are rooting for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm using my own selfish anti-Philadelphia perspective to say that's not good. The Eagles are such a weird team, though, because like 2 years ago, it feels like something's off about them.
Yeah. Last year, they felt inevitable.
And they were.
Mm-hmm. And they dominated.
I kind of feel like, though, the last couple of weeks feels like now it's gone the other way, where they're starting to turn it the right way. Subtly, the last 3 weeks, if you look at them compared to the rest of the NFC, they're starting to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Compared to the NFC, I think you're right. But last year, they were just dominant.
But they also
did whatever they wanted.
In the last 2 weeks, they've scored 30 points.
Like, well, you can't count last week.
Still not.
Tanner McKee played last week.
No. Okay, fine. I won't count last week. How about the Buffalo game? I mean, they won 13-12.
But their defense, which was a problem early.
We just talked about it. Vic Fangio has been amazing. I'm saying there's still something off about it, especially the offense, especially everything that happened early with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. I don't know.
Bears are cold. Packers are cold. Rams are cold. Niners defense is a mess right now. Like, you just start going down. The Eagles actually feel like they had the least problems down the stretch.
Well, it reinstates the fact that the NFC feels incredibly open.
Outside of Seattle, of course.
And that may be disrespectful to Seattle because they won 14 games, but it feels like every team's got major flaws going into the postseason.
Yeah, they do, but I think the solid one is Seattle because their defense is so damn good.
Oh, no, they've been incredible.
It's like a new Legion of Boom.
They really are.
But it's different.
Do they have a nickname yet?
They do. And I can't
remember. Dark side.
Yeah, the dark side.
The dark side.
It's kind of stupid, but whatever.
What does that mean?
It's like the dark side. Like
like Darth Vader?
Darth Vader. Yeah, come to the dark side.
But what does that mean?
Or wasn't there another show called Dark Side? I'm almost positive there was another.
The Dark Side of the Ring?
No, it was just Dark Side. It was a character.
Really?
Yes. I'm almost positive. But I can't remember now.
I think that's a terrible nickname. Like, there are certain nicknames, especially in the NFL, that stick forever. Steel Curtain sticks forever. Purple People Eater stick forever. Legion of Boom sticks forever. What the hell is that, Dark Side?
That's also kind of the thing of a nickname. You can't give your own locker room the nickname. It's got to come from the outside, and then it's
that is usually where like Purple People Eaters didn't come from them. It came from the media. Is that what you're saying?
And Legion of Boom, same thing. People started calling the Legion of Boom.
Well, I think that the other thing is, like, it's
Darkseid is a supervillain appearing in American comics published by DC. comics, but it's not Dark Side. It's S-E-I-D.
Yeah.
Said Dark Side, though.
I think also to get a nickname, and this is probably why they don't have a good one, is you got to be better than for 1 year. Mm. Like, not that Seattle wasn't good last year. They won 10 games, but they weren't an elite-level defense the way they are now. So from that perspective, I guess, like, when did Legion of Boom really come about? It probably took a couple of years of being a top five defense, which they were for a long time, before they finally got that badass nickname. So even if they had a nickname, it probably doesn't fit yet. You got to do more than that. Anyhow, let's get back to your calls. How about Ozzie and Woodridge? Ozzie, how you doing there, pal?
What's up, Ozzie?
Hey, what's up? My first call to the Brunch Ball show.
Have you checked in and followed Tommy Lugauer, and do you have anything to report to us from your investigations of Tommy's after-hours program in week number one?
So far, so good.
Good.
I'm not going to poop on the kid just quite yet.
That's right.
Let's see as the Knicks season continues to matriculate, see if they can get out of these doldrums. Let's see what the West Coast holds. And see where he goes from there. All but right now, it's all Harbaugh news and coaching news. So, right. You know, which I don't want to see Harbaugh to the Giants. So, you know, desperate times for me, especially given this Miami Dolphin GM hiring news. So, but before I get to that, my biggest takeaway from your first week of your show thus far, Sean and Karma is a you know what, as they say. He went from figuratively making these comments and these Cinco trolls. He went from figuratively pushing buttons to struggling nervously and mightily trying to, like, actually push buttons. So don't mess with Karma, man.
I think by next week, Sean will have no problem doing this entire job.
Yeah, I mean, or it could be like this.
Oh, very good. That was your first, like, real drop.
Wow. I mean,
took you 2 minutes to set it up, but nevertheless, good job.
Let's calm down.
All right.
But like I said, man, as a Cowboy fan, I don't want to see Harbaugh to the Giants. So, hum, diddy, hum, hum. Stephen Ross, I know, in light of the Dolphin GM news this morning, please play up the cash. Give him cash. The Michigan angle, his brother angle, whatever you have to do. Hum, hum, hum. John, it's 80 degrees and sunny in Miami right now.
But the traffic sucks. The traffic sucks down there.
Diddy, hum, hum. I'm not going to let you deter me, Tiki. John, Cleveland, you can eat at that White Castle every day where your beautiful parents had that breakfast. Hum, diddy, hum, hum. No Giants, no Eagles. Hum, diddy, hum, hum.
All right, great job, Ozzie.
See you, Ozzie.
Fantastic. All right, see you later. Yeah, by the way, if you're just tuning in, and this happened a few hours ago, the Miami Dolphins hired a general manager, and the big fear was they would hire the general manager who has a deep connection to John Harbaugh. They didn't. They ended up hiring the guy from Green Bay. What's his name again?
John
Van something?
No. John something Sullivan.
I get it right now. John Eric Sullivan is their new general manager who has spent the last 22 years in Green Bay working up the ranks there. It doesn't eliminate the Dolphins from John Harbaugh. It just eliminates the connection that we all jump to,
yes,
which is they could hire a guy that he had a history with and was currently in San Diego with Jim Harbaugh. So what does that do to Harbaugh to Miami? I think it still exists. It's still a possibility, but it doesn't feel as inevitable as it felt before
it
that news
felt like
broke.
Mike McDaniel got fired specifically because John Harbaugh got fired and that he was going to go right to Miami and because of the Steve Ross connection.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like the case any longer.
Jimmy in Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
Evan, Tiki, and Sean. I didn't forget you, Sean.
What up?
Thank you.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, it's kind of petty, but the snake Saquon Barkley stuff, like, him being a troll drives me nuts as a diehard Giants fan. So I just left a bad review on Google for that law firm. Nothing about them personally, just about I was offended by their billboard. I felt like I had to do something.
Nice, Jimmy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's your way of fighting back.
Hey, I had to.
Look, if you're a company based in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you know what you're doing. Like, the good thing is you're getting attention. We're talking about it.
Right.
The bad thing is a lot of people are Giant fans.
But they might not be Giant fan.
No, they don't have to be.
They might be just spending resources to troll.
Absolutely.
I mean, clearly they are, because it's a New Rochelle.
If Sean Morash owned a business, even in New York and New Rochelle, would he...
He would troll on the Jets.
Yeah, exactly. Would you get Aaron Rodgers to do something to troll the Jets? I can't even think of a phrase that like is as funny as, doesn't take a giant to be a champion.
You had me read wrong.
How would you do it?
I wouldn't. Jet fans buy sneakers too, bro. Can't be offending half your buyership here.
That's the risk you take.
You forgot I had a big business background working at Subway. You never offended everybody.
So you'd be very different.
I'm totally different.
Fair and balanced. Mm. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
We're good.
Listen, Ev, I got a call you on it. The Chambliss thing is exactly the same spelling. So I don't know. They're not related, but the spelling is
what?
The
same. Are you sure about that?
Come on.
Hold on one second.
No, I'm 100% sure about
that. I'm almost sure it is, too.
Why didn't you guys correct me?
Because I wasn't really paying attention.
And you said it with such confidence.
Exactly. Because, you know, I'll tell you why. Because it's the old George Costanza lie. It's not a lie if you believe it. And I'm not talking about a lie. It's not a mistake if you believe it.
Right.
I looked at it and didn't see it spelt the same way, in my opinion.
Yeah. Maybe you looked at the wrong spot.
Hey, listen, and you know what? You were right because they're not related. So it all comes out the end.
So at the end of the day, I was right.
So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. I see it. I see it now. Chris Chambliss has two S's. Trinidad Chambliss had two S's at the end.
What did you think? It didn't have one?
I forget which one I assumed only had one, but I assumed one of them had one, and so I was so convinced of it, I never even looked it up. I was clearly wrong. My mind played tricks on me.
It doesn't make sense to have Chambliss spelled without two S's.
You don't think there's a Chambliss with one S?
Well, you're thinking about the wine Chablis, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's exactly right, Chris.
There you go.
He's talking about the alcohol.
Yeah.
But listen, I just had a quick thought on the whole Harbaugh thing. I've talked to you guys before, and he's been my number one choice before he was even canned. But the Stefanski thing is, I don't know. I think that's... I don't know, as a Giants fan, I would be excited by that. I think I would be happy with that, too, because the more and more I think of it, I think Harbaugh, thinking that he would just, you know, accept the Giants and have them as his first choice might not be really what's realistic at all. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Well, I mean, that's what we don't know. We have no idea what John Harbaugh wants. So when you're, I don't want to say desperate, but when you're highly seeking a guy who is as in demand as John Harbaugh, what he wants matters. And so understanding, again, Evan keeps bringing up the GM thing. But if that's an issue, you got to really think about how you're going to handle it.
Absolutely.
If it's a specific player or a specific situation needs to happen inside the organization, you have to really think about it. But we don't know if John Harbaugh wants that with the Giants.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
We don't know anything about what he actually wants.
I mean, has he talked after he was fired?
No. No, I think he released a statement thanking the Ravens community and the organization, but no, he has not.
I remember we played a clip when he was asked about this. I want to say it was week 15.
It was about his future. I think it was right before the Saturday game with the Packers.
Yeah, so it was few games left in the season, and he made it sound then like, I want to be coaching here, and if I'm not coaching here, I'm coaching someplace else.
That was our interpretation of it, yeah.
But
what we don't know, I think he's going to coach somewhere else. I think what we don't know is, what is he looking for? Is it lower state income tax? Is it cost of living? Right. Is it where I'm living? Is it a quarterback?
Rebuild? Is it something you want to just step into and it's going to be easy?
Is it, I grew up as a Brown fan, I actually want to go there? It could be a million different things. And I think we're at the stage right now where we're all speculating. None of us actually know.
Because he hasn't said anything.
Exactly.
There's not even something that he said that, you know, might have been ambiguous that we can try to interpret.
Right.
Like, we have no idea what he's looking for.
Ernie is in Old Bridge. Hey, Ernie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Listen, here's my question. I'm sick and tired of the hate for the Jets here lately. I'm a diehard Jet fan. I'm as depressed as anyone. All right, what Stephen A. Smith said, I get it, his personality. But do any players, like free agents or agents of players coming out of college, take that? Actually listen to stuff like that? Is that a possibility?
Here's what I'm worried about, Ernie.
Yes. The short answer is yes.
I'm worried that all this talk about kids not wanting to play for the Jets comes from something. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's just a cheap Stephen A. Smith is getting clicks.
No,
I think
it's not Stephen A. Smith. You know where it comes from?
Where?
It comes from the player evaluations of teams. Remember a couple years ago when Woody was like, this is lie, this isn't real,
right.
We're not the worst organization.
Yes.
That was by the players.
Right.
That wasn't by some arbitrary valuation firm or auditing firm doing something, you know, looking at how much money they spend on cap, the resource. This is from the players.
Right.
The players are saying, this is not a place I want to go to. I mean, what was the team that got slapped down by the union? Remember the union said because their medical facilities were bad. They had a bad culture. I want to say it was Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. You sure it wasn't Cincinnati?
Cincinnati's usually bad at everything.
It was either Cincinnati or it was one of those teams. And,
yeah.
And the union said, don't go here, basically. So the players are saying the Jets are terrible.
That's bad.
That's why young players who have agents who likely have players on the Jets or the Bengals or the Jaguars or whatever it may be are telling those guys, you don't want to play here.
Okay, that may be true. The good news is most guys who are drafted are going to go where they're drafted.
That's right.
And most guys
who have no control.
You have no control. Most guys are not going to push to go elsewhere. They're going to end up where they're drafted. And the other thing is most guys are going to go where they're paid. So in free agency, mm-hmm. yeah, the Jets aren't going to win a free agent that they're offering less money to, clearly. But if they overpay someone or they pay someone more than any other team, I think at the end of the day, the Jets will get them. So I think that while all of this may be true, I'm certainly not denying it, you're still going to get players. And what you have to eventually do is win. And I appreciate Garrett Wilson standing up for the Jets. He went after Stephen A. Smith on social media,
mm-hmm.
basically ripping ESPN and him for continuing to take shots at the Jets. Here's the thing. I love Garrett for standing up for us, but Stephen A. Smith is right. We suck. Mm-hmm. I've said it before. I'm a Jet fan. We're the worst franchise in all of sports. And I don't say that out of maliciousness or to get clicks the way Stephen A. or others may try to. I'm saying it because I'm a Jet fan and it sucks.
Yeah, and there's speculation that Dante Moore might not want to come to the Jets.
Yeah.
And that's why he might stay in school.
Which is depressing.
Right.
Yeah.
And would be damaging.
Hold on. Your rival, the Dolphins. Giant fan, just be prepared for something if John Harbaugh comes here. Reports from Diana Rossini suggest Troy Aikman was the biggest supporter of John Eric Sullivan being hired as the general manager. So ultimately, if Chad Alexander, Harbaugh's guy, didn't get that job, it's a result of Aikman. Meaning, Troy Aikman made the Dolphin job less attractive for John Harbaugh.
I would also make this assumption.
Huh.
Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman.
What was the tie to John Eric Sullivan? Well, maybe he liked them.
I guess he just liked them.
Yeah, I think he just was a good interview. He was with Green Bay for 22 years. But keep this in mind, and I would go back. I don't know if you want to play the Schefter clip from earlier in the show.
I don't because I deleted it out of here.
Basically, Adam Schefter said, if a team fires a coach thinking they're going to hire John Harbaugh, understand John is on a fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
And so if you fire your coach, understand all things are open.
Didn't Steve Ross fire his coach
because
John Harbaugh was available?
Yes. And my point to this is that I think the Dolphins know, through back channels, this isn't a deal breaker. I think they were probably told, it's not going to matter. Do the best GM search you want. And John is still on a fact-finding mission. I don't think John back channeled to the Dolphins, you better hire this guy. Or not. I think it's merely the Dolphins saying this was the best candidate and let the chips fall where they may. That's why, ultimately, I don't think this changes the Dolphins' pursuit of John Harbaugh as much as maybe the initial reaction is.
You know, it's interesting. You just brought up Troy Aikman, Sean, and it brings a thought to my head. Because Troy calls games for Fox. He's the lead analyst for Fox.
No, ESPN now.
ESPN, yes. But he was at Fox for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So this applies for both, for Fox and for ESPN. How many Baltimore Raven games has he called? How many times has he sat in a room with John Harbaugh and either been very impressed or whatever? Like, he has a real opinion on the John Harbaughs of the world.
Yeah,
true.
Maybe less so the Kevin Stefanski, because I don't know how many games ESPN is Sunday Night Football is doing with the Browns. But either way, like, the Troy Aikman factor is a big factor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
So I think what you're trying to say is that if John Harbaugh doesn't take the Dolphin job, you're going to build a statue for Troy Aikman? Is that what
you've
come to?
And now I'm connecting the dots. I can't wait for Coach Bingo because I think I know who the Dolphin coach is based on this hire in Troy Aikman.
All right, we'll do that next week.
Mike McCarthy.
Let's go. What? What'd he say?
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy.
Aikman kind of liked him in Dallas. And this guy was there when McCarthy was the GM in Green Bay.
That'd be interesting. Very interesting. Let's go to Alex in New Haven. What's
up,
Alex?
So much sense.
What's up, guys? Tiki, huge fan. You're a Hall of Famer.
Thank you, Alex.
Yesterday on the Carton show, Carton said that Big Mac is the only person at the station that can go toe-to-toe with Evan in Mets-Yankees trivia. And I just want to know, like a Jeopardy.
Right.
So I just want to know, Evan, are you willing to do that?
Oh, we need to do that for
so
sure.
So here's the problem. Of course I would. I love Big Mac, and I do think his baseball knowledge is awesome. Mm-hmm. We should come clean. We should come clean.
About?
We've done Jeopardy around here. Sean, you may want to pay attention. Uh-huh. We've done Tiki Jeopardy around here. Yep. And I don't know if you guys remember years ago, but Sean Morash competed against me in Tiki Jeopardy. It was not on sports. It was on basic knowledge. And then Sean faced Sal Licata.
That's right.
I destroyed Sean. Sal defeated Sean. The reason I would never agree, Craig, to Carton Baseball Jeopardy is the Jeopardy we had in which Sean lost twice without Sean knowing was completely and utterly fixed.
Are you serious? And well, first of all, it says a lot about Sal because I still almost beat him.
Well, he couldn't make it a blowout.
What do you mean? So you had all the answers? So when I'm scrambling for pale blue dot, you're all over the place there?
Sal Licata and Evan Roberts. So we're together. I'm not putting him down or myself down.
Huh.
We both knew the answers because Tiki and I orchestrated the whole thing. Mm. So with that said,
if we weren't 39 minutes away from my first early weekend in years, I'd be so much angrier than I am now.
So with that said, Craig, Daddy, you taught me everything I knew. I could never trust you.
Why would you fix it against? Why? Because you didn't want to be embarrassed?
No, because it was a bit. We were going to bring it to life. I forgot what the plan was.
But, yeah, I forgot.
And then it kind of fell away, so we just kind of left it.
Yeah.
But I'm an idiot anyway.
Me, Sal, Tiki, and Lukey, I guess, were the only ones who knew. We fixed the whole thing, and we were waiting for the day of when we would tell you.
Yes. And it was something we wanted to do specifically, and it never came to fruition, so we just kind of left it.
We just let it die. We let it be a secret, and I figured this conversation about Craig, me, Big Mac, baseball trivia was the perfect time to reveal.
Here's where I'm a phony.
That we fixed it against you, so I know full well what would happen.
If this show was Evan and Curtis Martin, I'm exploding on you right now. I have too much respect for Tiki not to. That's so disrespectful, honestly.
By the way, I still put in all the work. I mean, I did a whole lot of work to find come with those questions.
Who gives a crap about your work at this point? The point is, Evan fancies himself to the audience like he's the smartest guy that works at FAN, and it's the biggest crocker you know what.
I still would have kicked your ass.
Then go play Big Mac. Go. Go.
But it will be fixed against me.
The problem is, what he's saying is Craig would fix it.
Here's what I will say to you then, if you want to beat me in a general trivia contest, because that's what it was about. It was about who knows more about, like, everything.
Here's the problem. The audience is asking for that.
Tiki will do it again. Mm-hmm. Well, in February, they'll be asking for
it. You know what, FIP one? I'll be asking for it.
Tiki would love to set up the Tiki Jeopardy again.
Yes.
And we'll have a genuine matchup between me and you on general knowledge.
Okay.
Anyhow, when we come back, Idiots with Idioms, we'll see all the mistaken idioms from the week that was. We'll make our NFL picks and more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
If you're looking to level up your wardrobe, check out Collars & Co. You might have seen them on Shark Tank where they landed a big deal with Mark Cuban. They're the team behind the dress collar polo that sold over a million shirts. Now they've launched a Maverick performance blazer. This thing is legit. Sharp, lightweight, and completely wrinkle resistant, which makes it perfect for traveling. Just throw it in your bag and it comes out looking fresh. Plus, get smart features like security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So hit up collarsandco.com. Use code TIKI for 20% off. That's at collarsandco.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Upper East Side Rehabilitation and Nursing Center.
I know I'm going to end up fighting with 35 Net fans over the weekend about this, but Shams reporting Ja Morant is available. And I am very intrigued, and everybody I talk to tries to talk me out of it. No! Nope! Nope! Don't do it. Don't do it.
No Ja.
I want Ja, but I'll think about it some more. But I'll probably argue with Net fans.
You don't
want to
give up your prospects?
Well, I wouldn't give a, that's, I mean, there's a line in the sand on how far I would go.
Yeah.
But I would be very interested in rehabbing a young superstar and maybe teaching him that maturity is a big thing. So we'll talk about that at a later date.
The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. We're going to pick all the football games in a moment. Besides that, the Knicks begin their West Coast trip with a trip to Phoenix tonight. They will also play in Portland for a twilight 6 p.m. Eastern start time on Sunday during that Niners-Eagles game. This is their first trip out west since being crowned champions in Vegas. So we'll keep an eye on the Knicks this weekend.
Four-game West Coast trip begins tonight. Throughout this show, you may hear it, we tend to mistake idioms often. And so every Friday, right around this time, 1:30 or so, we have a segment called Idiots with Idioms, where we get to hear all the mistaken idioms from the week that was. And Idiots with Idioms is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit InjuryLawyer.com and Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So we didn't have any from Tiki this week?
I was off for 3 days.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was off 2 days.
And was there any from you? Did I miss that?
No, I had a pretty clean week. I made mistakes elsewhere.
So we had me dominating the list. We had one from Craig, and we played it earlier and caught it in his question for Rob Banfred. And we even threw in a loogie in there. How about that? You hit that little loaf of loogie in the middle
now,
of that.
Now, did you hear that, or you got tipped off to loogie?
I did not hear that, no.
That had to be a tip-off.
That was a tip-off. Yeah. That was, no offense to Tommy.
Craig's might have been my favorite.
I think Craig won.
He definitely won.
We may have to include Craig in this segment because I don't know. I don't know if he screws up idioms a lot. That one was just, it was so noticeable. What keeps you asleep at night? As soon as I heard him, like, I wish I could take that.
Right, that's not right.
Yeah, I need sleep at night. All right, let's make our picks, and they are presented by ELEC A25, Building Our Future, and Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. It is the regular season. All right, over. It's the postseason. In the regular season, Tommy won, but it doesn't count because he doesn't work here anymore. And so the regular season champion, by default, was Sean Morash. Congratulations.
Hey, let's go. And I was the real champion if Al Cintron didn't pick for me that one day anyway.
So now we will make our picks for this weekend's games. We've got two on Saturday, got three on Sunday. Sean Morash as the regular season champion. It's really going to piss off Tommy. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Evan. So let's obviously start off with a chronological order. I've hinted at this all week long. I'm on Carolina getting the points. It's just too many points here, and I think they either win the game outright or the Rams skate by, and if the Rams do skate by, then I think they go on their run. Game number two for me, I mean, the Packers are laying the 1.5 in Chicago. I don't feel like they're begging you to take Chicago. The Packers kind of slipping at the end here. I don't think you get to the floor ousting this weekend. Give me the Packers as Caleb Williams learns a lesson in his first playoff game. Game number three, my favorite bet of the week. I'm on the Jaguars getting the 1.5. I think they're going to win the game outright. I think they've been kind of overlooked by many because they're the Jaguars. The Jaguars are for real. Jaguars could get to a Super Bowl here. Late Sunday, 49ers-Eagles. Niners catching 4.5 points here. I'm going to lay the wood here with the Eagles in this game. As much as that pains me to say, I do think Philadelphia is starting to get right in the right way. And I just don't trust the 49ers without Trent Williams. Sunday night, Chargers getting 3.5 versus New England. I think the Charger O-line injuries come back to haunt them in a big way. And I think the Drake May, Mike Vrabel arrival gives us the biggest blowout potential of the weekend. So give me the Pats laying 3.5.
We're going to have a few head-to-heads. Let me start with game number one. The Panthers are not a good team.
Did you not do the Steelers?
No, we're going to save that one for Monday night because that's a Monday night game.
Oh, that's a Monday.
So we got Monday's program to give it a few more minutes. So yeah, we're doing the 5 Saturday and Sunday games.
Got it.
I don't think the Panthers are any good. Like, quite frankly, I think all the numbers and the metrics kind of tell you that. They're very fortunate to be here. So this is what usually happens. You won a bad division. Congratulations. You're hosting a playoff game. Congratulations.
Because
and you're facing,
you won the division. That's the only reason you're hosting.
A crappy division.
Yeah.
A really bad division. And you happen to be facing a team with not the most Super Bowl pedigree, because I think you have to give Philly the edge, but a lot of Super Bowl pedigree. I think the Rams are going to kill them. I know the Rams have been weird at times over the last few weeks, and obviously they lost to Carolina back week 13. I think we see the best of Matthew Stafford. I think we see that number one offense click. I think this is a come-to-Jesus moment for the Panthers. They ain't that good. I'll lay the 10.5 with the Los Angeles Rams. Game number two, the Packer-Bear game, I think is the biggest coin toss of the weekend. I go back and forth on it, and as much as I don't like Ben Johnson, I think the Bears are going to win this game. I mean, he's pulled it out this year. Now, they've been very lucky, which I pointed out, but Green Bay is also ravaged by injuries. The Michael Parsons thing is a huge deal. And so I like the Bears to win ugly. I'm getting 1.5, but I'm also not incredibly confident with this pick, as I admit it's the biggest coin toss of the weekend. Game number three. Look, here's the thing about the Buffalo Bills. They needed this. They needed this humbling. They needed a regular season that for every Bill fan was a major disappointment. They run the football as well as they've run it during this kind of run that they're on. And I know the Jaguars are number one against the run, but I expect Josh Allen to have a big game, and I expect the Bills to put together this all-around performance against, yes, a good Jacksonville team. And credit to Trevor Lawrence, and credit to Liam Cohen with his Duval. I think the Bills will remind us that this is the year they're going to break through. Give me Buffalo laying the 1.5 in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. This Eagle-Niner game, there's a part of me that thinks the Eagles kill them. Like a small part of me.
Right, because they haven't done it all year.
Yeah, like I could see the Niners are also banged up with injuries. The Eagles have been kind of moping around throughout this regular season. I could see the offense clicking for this one day. But I think it's going to be a slog, and I think it's going to be low scoring, and I think it'll be similar to that Philly-Buffalo game from a few weeks ago where the Eagles find a way, but they don't put up a big number of points. And so that number at 4.5 leads me to take the points.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest, I'm taking the points with San Francisco, but I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win this game. I think it's a last-second field goal, 16-13 final, Eagles over the Niners. And then finally, on Sunday night, I've been saying it all year, and maybe it's more want than it is the truth. The New England Patriots are frauds, okay? And a part of it is they haven't been tested all year. Well, they're going to be tested Sunday night against Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert, and yes, a Chargers offensive line that's ravaged. But I think that eventually, when you get there enough, eventually you break through. And I think this is the year where the Los Angeles Chargers break through. And I think the Patriots are going to remind us that while it was a fun year and it was nice for Vrabel, nice for Drake May, in postseason time against a really good team, it's going to get ugly. I think the Chargers blow them out. So give me the Chargers getting the 3.5 in New England on Sunday night against the Patriots.
So I'm going to follow a little bit of yours in the same way. Carolina Panthers, just they're not great right now. They can run the ball a little bit, but the Los Angeles Rams are the best team in the NFC and the best conference or best division in the NFC, the West. The West has been phenomenal. Three teams are in the talking points here towards getting to the postseason. So I like the Rams. Puka Nacua has been making unbelievable plays. Their run game is a two-headed monster between Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. And then the leader in touchdowns, Devontae Adams, who is a red zone monster. I don't know how Carolina stops them again, even though they're hosting them again. I think the Rams blow them out. Give me the Rams laying the 10.5. The Bears and the Packers are so interesting. I'm with you on this one again, Evan. I think that the Bears have proven that they're not just a fluke. And I think Caleb Williams has turned into a pretty viable offensive weapon for this team. And home dogs I hate. So, in the playoffs, give me the dog at home getting 1.5. It's really a pick 'em. The Bills and the Jaguars, I'm with Sean on this one, though. Again, a home dog getting 1.5. Jacksonville has been the team that everybody in this year, finally, the team that everybody envisioned for the last 2 or 3 years. I think Trevor Lawrence has turned into a fantastic quarterback this year. He's making confident decisions. I think Travis Etienne has been dominant both as a receiver and as a runner. And Anthony Campanile, the defensive coordinator, has taken a unit who didn't really evolve. They didn't get a ton of personnel and turned it into one of the top units in the NFL. They're playing with a ton of confidence, and they're at home. Give me the Jaguars to upset the Bills. The 49ers fall in the same category for me that the LA Rams do. They are one of the most battle-tested and tough teams despite a ton of issues all season long. They have the better coach in this situation, Kyle Shanahan, and their dogs on the road, but Christian McCaffrey has been one of the most elite offensive players in the NFL. Over 2,100 all-purpose yards, 1,200 rushing, 900 or so receiving. He's a leading receiver, which is a little worrisome. But Juwan Jennings, he is a red zone ace right now. 9 touchdowns he has on the season. And he's not a star, but he's there when they need him. And I like, interestingly enough, Brock Purdy better than Jalen Hurts this season. So give me the San Francisco 49ers getting the 4.5. So I'm picking a lot of dogs here. Lastly, the New England Patriots have the MVP. He's going to win the MVP this year, and the New England Patriots have a coach who is tough as hell, unlike a lot of games this season where he kind of pulls back on the throttle. I think he's pedal to the metal for the entirety of this game, and the Chargers coming across the country playing in a, it says me chilly, but it's not going to be weather some cumbersome situation. I like the New England Patriots laying the 3.5.
There you go. So we are not universally picking any game the same way.
That's crazy.
A little bit of a split. And me and Sean are literally head-to-head on every single game. Did you pick up on that, Sean?
I did notice. You said we're going to do a couple head-to-head. You didn't say all of them.
I didn't realize that. there's five games. I didn't realize that. Yeah, head-to-head on every single game. I can't wait. This is one of my favorite weekends of the year. And, you know, for a while it was depressing, mm-hmm. wild card weekend. And I would say I did Saturdays for so long, and I would come on that Saturday at 10 a.m. of wild card weekend, and I'd say, oh, man, I miss the Jets being involved and the Giants being involved, and someday we're going to get back. It has been so long since that's happened. And I'm so down on the garbage football we watch that my new reaction to Wild Card Weekend is I'm cleansed. I get to sit back. Mm. I put my feet up. I'm not disgusted. I don't feel any stress. Yes, I have rooting interest as we went through, but it's more fun. This is a fun weekend as opposed to a depressing weekend, which is most weekends during the NFL season.
Yeah.
Or 5 weekends from now.
What's 5 weekends from now?
When you're done with football.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Those winter ones. Those are tough.
I always...
Well, you'd be getting ready for baseball.
Yeah.
Well, now, hopefully something will have happened by
then. Yeah. That could also be depressing.
Yeah. The problem is, like, that first Sunday without football, and it's actually before the Super Bowl. It's that off weekend. Yeah. I do look around. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Watch bobsledding the Olympics this year?
And then, you know, usually
I forgot the Olympics.
Yeah, you're getting that.
It's crazy. I forget the Winter Olympics are right smashed in between.
When does that start? Because that'll be a good distraction.
That bye week. And then NBC has the Super Bowl. They'll have Olympic coverage all day until the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
So there's going to be no extended pregame show? It's just going to be Olympic stuff?
I'm sure there will be, because some people will want to watch the extended pregame show. I don't know, but... Most people would rather watch the Olympics.
And remember, the Olympics are in Italy, so you're going to start like 7 in the morning. So you're going to get, you know, the time zone difference stuff.
I got you. Right, let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Kevin is in Massapequa. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I think you guys were looking for Dark Shadows before when you said dark. It was Barnabas Collins.
Dark Shadows, I'm looking it up right now, is an American Gothic soap opera that aired in the 60s and early 70s. Is that what you were referring to?
No, it was. I was thinking of the superhero.
Everybody knows that show, Tiki. How could you have forgotten it?
I don't even... Who was it?
The Gothic... So, Dark Shadows is an American Gothic soap opera that aired weekdays on the ABC television network between...
Weekdays.
June of 1966 to April of 1971. The show depicted...
I wasn't even born, no.
The show depicted the lives, loves, trials, and tribulations of the wealthy Collins family of Collinsport, Maine.
So why was it called Dark Shadows?
Well, where a number of supernatural occurrences take place.
Ah, I actually think I would like that. But that's not what I was thinking of. I was actually thinking of Dark Side.
Gotcha.
Who was a supervillain in the DC Comics era.
Yeah, that would make more sense than a TV show from the late 1960s. Sean in North Carolina.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's good, man.
Good. What's up?
Hey, Tiki, if you're a 63-year-old coach like Harbaugh, wouldn't you rather deal with young kids, man? I'm a sales manager. I'd much rather deal with the young, enthusiastic kids coming out of college than these grizzled old veterans
So you're saying he's going to college?
No, but I'm just saying. I'd rather deal with the young kids who haven't done anything yet to go to Philadelphia, have to win in Buffalo right away. Wouldn't he want to rebuild another program and deal with the – and they possibly win a couple of Super Bowls and have the whole ring?
Right.
Isn't that a better deal?
And
I don't get it.
And then you have a lot of runway. I mean, it's such a good point because let's just use the Giants because they are one of the youngest teams, at least last year they were. They probably will continue to be one of the youngest teams in the NFL going into next season. But you have runway. It's your first year as a veteran, experienced head coach, and you got young stars all over the roster, and you're going to have 5 years to make your case.
Sean Morash, break the glass. We have breaking news.
Let's go.
The NCAA has denied Trinidad Chambliss a sixth year of eligibility.
Oh, I didn't think it. Oh, wow.
Which would end his college career.
So he now has to enter the NFL draft.
Let's go!
So we need an update on where the rankings are.
Now, before I get too excited, I don't know much about this process. Is there like an appeal? Is this done like Trinidad Chambliss has to enter the NFL draft?
Just perception-wise, I don't think he can or should appeal anyway because then it really looks like you don't think you're ready for the NFL.
So between Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, really all of the quarterback prospects, Ty Simpson, Trinidad Chambliss, not including what we saw in the postseason, has the most passing yards of any of those guys.
How about that?
He's almost at 4,000. He's 22-3 touchdown interception ratio and has a rating of 155, which is below Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore. But the kid's got talent. There's no doubt about that. The question is he a crapshoot and really risky and too risky for teams to take a shot on? But you know who he could be exactly like?
Who?
Jackson Dart.
Yep.
Yeah, here's what's good. Let me go through the positives here. Another quarterback in the draft when the Jets are desperate for a quarterback is a good thing. That's just period stop. Like, whether he's picked second or he's a second-round pick, we'll try to figure that out, like where he goes from here in terms of his draft stock. It gives the New York Jets another option. I think that – so let me go over this, and you guys can help me out.
I think the challenge is now, if you're the Raiders, doesn't this become more appealing to you?
Is he become a candidate to go number one overall? That's what I was going to ask you. Like, what's his draft stock? I know it's improved.
According to Tankathon, he's the 130th prospect, which makes him the sixth quarterback.
And remember, he played at Ferris State for the last 4 years, which is why this eligibility question was made. And this was his first year at Ole Miss, obviously replacing Jackson Dart. And he had a wonderful season.
Well, no, actually, he was the backup. So he didn't even come out of camp as the starter.
Incredible.
He was the backup. Incredible. And the starter got hurt. And so he ended up taking the starting job and was amazing and never gave it back. So this was opportunity for him.
Yeah, and I'll take you back to that draft we always talk about with Darnold and with Saquon. There was a point in time at this moment, everybody'd be like, Baker Mayfield's not a first-round pick, and he went first overall. So
this feels crazy, though, to go from a Division II school, which he was, and he was great there, to starting as a backup this season, to becoming the starter, to going through a playoff run, to being the number one overall pick. I have a tough time believing
I don't think
high.
He's going to be the number one overall pick.
I don't think so either.
I think he more is going to be like Jackson Dart, where people get fascinated by him.
I'm already fascinated.
And then reach back into the first round to get him.
Here's what kills me. Last night I'm watching this game, and I started to not pay as much or close attention to Chambliss because I knew, he's not going to be in the draft. Now I almost want to rewatch the game now that he is a major candidate
He was fantastic.
He was great.
And he was that way all year.
No, he was impressive, and I've only seen him play two games, I'll be perfectly honest. But in the two games, like, he clearly jumps off the table.
Jumps off the page.
Setting up next week very well.
And also, you're so focused on the Jets, it's great for the Giants. Either now three quarterbacks are going to go before the Giants if the Cardinals take one,
No, not your story. Not your story.
No, it is.
No, not really.
We started the Monday screaming and yelling about was losing or winning bad, tanking. Giants might be sitting there with a great trade opportunity
You're being very selfish right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. No, this is...
Because there's a lot of Giant fans thinking what I'm thinking.
Nah, you're being selfish. I'm sure Giant fans are thinking that way, but this is our story. This is my story. Mm. This is Jet fans' story.
You were already picking one or two with a two quarterback draft anyway.
We don't know if Dante Moore's going to be in the draft. We have no idea.
Well, sometimes more is less, bro.
Look, sometimes we all do this. I know Big Mac accused Craig of this. I think their first day together or second day together when John Harbaugh got fired, and immediately Craig brought up the Jets, and Big Mac was like, no, this is a Giant story. Shut your mouth. Well, I'm doing it to you. This is not a Giants story that Trinidad Chambliss has been denied his ability to get an extra year of eligibility. It's a Jets story because he's a quarterback in the draft and the Jets are picking two. Where are you even picking? I already forgot.
Just for clarity, Trinidad Chambliss is listed at 6 foot, 200 pounds.
Does that concern you?
I mean, he's probably not 6 foot.
He's not 6'7".
He's not definitely not 6'7".
Yeah.
There's only one guy close to 6'7", and that's Fernando Mendoza.
Let me make this clear, Teague. I would still prefer Fernando Mendoza. Mm-hmm. And if you're telling me that somehow Trinidad Chambliss' value has gone up to the point where he's the number one overall pick, I would be celebrating for that reason.
You know what this makes me feel?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I don't have to think about a quarterback.
Because
you're right. You do so many stupid mind games.
You guys are the worst.
I'm not. I'm being honest.
Yeah, you're right. This becomes such a giant story.
You do so many stupid mind tricks when you're desperate for a quarterback.
I get that. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong.
You talk yourself into something that I don't know. It's just I feel for you, Evan.
All right. So let me just get this straight. Over the last 4 minutes, we get good Jet news about the draft. Sean says it's really about the Giants, and Tiki says, Evan, I feel bad for you. I actually got good news around the Jets, and somehow you two make it about yourselves and how it's good for you and you feel bad for me. I'm glad it's the weekend. I need a break from all of you.
Evan, another good point. Without Jackson Dart, Chambliss probably isn't a first-round pick.
Big news. There'll be a Rico Bronya tonight, and Pete Hoffman has a chance to save his job because he's come up with an innovative idea for tonight's Rico that we've never done before that we're going to try to do tonight. And I thought it was a brilliant idea, and it's all Hoff's idea. So Rico Bronya later tonight with Pete Hoffman's big idea. Anyhow, Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, they're next. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 a.m.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.